glad to have you back on our airwaves. It's always to hear that great voice and hear all the great wrestling knowledge. We get you for a couple of more days with the girls and the boys in the same week, Mike. And we were just touching base right before we started taping this that you've been doing this now, our radio reports, for well over 20 years. And we sure appreciated you because, folks don't know, Mike does the radio reports, but he also runs a newspaper as well. So, my gosh, you're taking photographs, you're compiling reports. By the time the state tournament ends on Saturday night, you're going to sleep all day on Sunday, aren't you?
If they don't carry me away in a reversible jacket first, I'll probably get a lot of sleep on Sunday. So
I bet you will. I bet you will. Well, the boys' district's wrapped up on Saturday. I think you probably had a chance to follow a lot of what was going on there in Northeast Nebraska, around the state. Did you hear of anything surprise you from all the boys' district results?
Nothing really surprised me from the boys' districts. I think a lot of the teams that were favored to win ended up winning. The district I covered was C3 district over at Summerlin High School out by Clearwater, and that was actually an interesting team race. Minden and Pierce were separated by 2 points going into the finals, and then Minden won a couple of head-to-head matches against Pierce, ended up winning the district by about 12 points, and that was a really tight district, and a number of the districts in Class C were pretty close. I think David City won their district fairly closely. St. Paul won theirs. Battle Creek was the only one in Class C that really kind of ran away with it. They're the defending state champions, and they got 10 through to state, so I think they're probably going to be the team to beat in Class C this year.
So no question, some great districts in all classes, and everybody had a chance. The brackets are out and everything, and I'm sure, like we always talk about every year, Mike, when it comes to, girls and boys, I know, looking ahead of the boys coming up here on Thursday, Friday, and again on Saturday, that there are going to be a number of three-time state champions trying to make it fourth-time state champions when it comes to individuals. You got your fair share of undefeated guys this year back, don't you?
Yeah, we always have a bunch of undefeated kids every year that are looking to close that season out with an unblemished record. And this year, there's two kids that are going for four state titles. One is in Class B, Kyler Lawrence, and he's 51-0 at 157 pounds for Bennington, and probably he looks to be the favorite to win it there and go finish his career with four state titles. And the other one is the Terry kids, Lohan North. He's looking to become the first four-time undefeated, the first four-time heavyweight champion in Class A history. And he is an absolute stud. He, from the time he stepped on the mat as a freshman, he has just been a phenomenal athlete on the mat. He has a chance to tie, I believe, the all-class record for number of pins at state. If he pins his way through, I think he ends up with 14 pins, and that would tie the all-class record. And I would look at both of those kids as being pretty heavy favorites to win four in a row. And then, there's as always, there's just a bunch of kids that are gunning for undefeated seasons and everything. So it'll be a lot of fun to see these kids try to finish their careers finish their seasons with an undefeated record.
And there's going to be some teams to watch, no question. So battles in A and B and C and also D. Some good team races, I'm sure, for 3 days, won't there?
Yeah, I think the Class A race is going to be a really fun one to watch. You got Creighton Prep has really done a great job of turning around their program, and they're definitely going to be a team to watch. They've got 13 in for state and have a chance to win it all. They're number one ranked in the state. They didn't wrestle in the state duels, which is kind of an interesting story. They have this freshman event that they do every year. It's been a part of their school's tradition for forever, and it happened to fall on the Saturday of state duels, and they chose not to participate in state duels and continue their traditional thing at the school, which was kind of unusual to see. But sometimes those things take precedence over sports. Which when you're involved in sports the way we are, that kind of seems weird sometimes. But they're going to be the team to beat, I think, in Class A. But Class A is going to be interesting. You got Lincoln East, which looked really, really good in the dual tournament. Kearney got all 14 of their kids through. Millard South is, perennially a powerhouse. A little bit down this year, but I think they could still make. run as well. Grand Island has a chance to do fairly well as well. And then Class B, Omaha Scott, that's same song, new verse. They're going to be one of the favorites again. They had seven champions in their district tournament. Had 12 qualifiers. Bennington got 11 through, and so they'll probably be the team to beat or to watch against Omaha Scott there. And I know that they're two very solid wrestling programs. Class C, Battle Creek, I think, is going to be the team to beat there. I've seen them wrestle a couple times this year. Just very solid up and down the lineup. Their lighter weights are just incredibly solid. They got Ryan Stussy Jr. back at 126. He's gonna be the probably the kid to beat there. They've got a couple of kids in their heavier weights too that could do really well. And they beat David City, who's probably the number two team to watch for. They beat David City soundly in the dual finals a couple weeks ago. So I think it'll be those two teams that'll probably be in the hunt there. And then also St. Paul and Minden could make a run there. And then Class D, I think Aquinas is the team to beat again this year. But there's some really good teams this year. Shelby Rising City has been really solid all year. Plainview's been very good. Central Valley came through in their district and got eight through to state. North Platte St. Patrick's qualified seven. So it'd be five or six teams there in Class D, I think, that have a chance to win it all there. So there's going to be some good team races this year in the boys' side.
No question.
On the girls' side, I mean, since we're we got the girls too this year, the girls will have their own tournament, as we talked about a little bit. I think Norfolk's probably the team to beat in Class A. They wrestled really well in their dual tournament a couple weeks ago in the state duels and beat Miller South in a thriller there. But you got Grand Island and Westside also. I think Grand Island kind of had a chance to win it all last year and kind of had some things go wrong in the later rounds, and Omaha Westside was able to come away and win the state title. So I think those four teams will probably be the teams to beat there. And then Class B is going to be wide open. I think Class B, you got four teams, I think, that have a really, really good shot at winning. UTAN, Columbus Lakeview, Conestoga, Battle Creek, all four teams have pretty talented lineups. And so that'll be an interesting team race there between the girl in the Class B girls.
Going to be fun to watch, no question about it. And, of course, all the boys' championships, of course, will be coming up on Saturday. But, of course, if you follow Mike through the years, his favorite part of a state wrestling tournament is Friday night, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, Friday night, the blood and guts night. It's the best night. I've said it for years. It's the best night in all high school sports. There's, every match is it's not life and death, but it's pretty darn close. And so it's always a blast to watch that, and it'll be really fun to see how things go on Friday night. And having it just boys again will be really, I think, a lot of fun for everybody. I've been a proponent of girls getting involved in wrestling and having their own division and everything, the girls' wrestling has just exploded in growth these last 3 or 4 years, and to the point where now they can have their own time in the spotlight. So I think this has been a great move for wrestling, for the NSAA to recognize that girls need their own thing too, and the girls' sport has grown to the point now where they can really justify separating the two tournaments. The only question, a lot of us in the media are there's a lot of guys complaining. I'm not one of them, but there are a lot of guys complaining about God, we got to be in Omaha for 5 days straight. And having lived in Omaha for a little while, I can certainly understand their reasoning on that, because 5 days straight in Omaha will drive anybody nuts. But having the girls and the boys tournament on separate times, I think is great for both genders and great for the sport in general. It's going to be a long week, and I know that by the time Saturday gets up. Done. I think everybody will be happy to see the end of the tournament and everything. But I think it's going to be a great week of wrestling here.
Yeah, just crossing fingers that weather. It's been kind of iffy here around the state the last couple of weeks with some snow, some cold. We just hopefully holds out for the week for everybody that's heading down there.
Well, the good thing about the weather is that it's always 72 degrees in the arena. The wrestling tournament has never been snowed out ever. There has never been a single snowflake hit a wrestling mat in all the years that I've been covering it anyway. So it's warm indoors as long as you can get there. You know, you're talking about the weather, it reminded me of the first year that they had it in Omaha in 2006. We had decided to stay at the Hilton right across the street from the arena, and our thinking was is that there's a walkway that goes right into the arena, and we thought, well, we're never even going to have to go outside for 3 days. Because we got just walking in that big walkway overhead and just go in from there. Well, we found out that the door was locked.
Oh, jeez.
And then stupidity kicked in, and we ended up walking. Now, we could have walked to the south and walked through the garage and gotten to the back area where we're supposed to be, which is on the southeast corner of the arena there. We could have done that. We actually could have actually walked into the main entrance there and gone through the undercarriage of the arena and gotten there. But what we did instead was we walked to the north into the teeth of a 20-degree below wind chill and not dressed for cold weather, mind you. We were dressed to be indoors for 3 days, you know. We walked all the way to the end of that long building, which is about two blocks long, and then walked around and then back. By the time we got there, we about had, you know, frostbitten ourselves to death. And then at the end of the day, we find out that we could have just gone through the front door.
Oh, jeez. So, God.
Yeah, we learned. You know, that's the thing. You know, when you go to some of this, sometimes you learn. Sometimes you learn, and that was a big learning experience for us.
Well, at CHI there, I mean, it's a big arena, and you need a big arena to hold an event like this in, don't you?
Yeah, you do. And that was the reason why they had to move it from Lincoln. Lincoln, the Devaney Center, had just gotten to be too small for the arena. They had outgrown, the tournament had outgrown the arena, basically, is what it came down to. And when Omaha built their arena, they moved it over there. And, you know, now you can run 10 mats out there, where, as in Lincoln, you had 8 mats, but you know, there was a lot of potential for injury, and there actually were a lot of injuries that were related to the fact that they couldn't get 8 full mats in there. But you know, now you got 10 full mats. You got, you know, there isn't a bad seat in the house wherever you're sitting. It's just a great facility, and it's turned out to be a great experience for everybody. And I know that there was a number of years there after the move where some people said, well, I'll never go to a state wrestling tournament again in Omaha. And I think probably a lot of those people have since gone back on their word on that, and now are regulars there in Omaha as well. So it's a great facility, and I'm glad that we get to have the state wrestling tournament there every year, and I look forward to doing it again for you guys.
Well, we are so appreciative of that. I can't wait to hear the voice once again for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Some exciting results. You're right there down on the, you know, by the mats and the crowd and everything. That's going to be a great place to be, isn't it?
But you know it is, until you're trying to do a report and you got some guy behind you yelling at his kid and using words that we can't say on the radio, or we're not supposed to say on the radio. it gets to be kind of crazy during those times. That's usually on Friday night too. That's
yep.
Usually when the, you know, the semifinals and third round consolations, and there's so much riding on that match and everybody gets a little emotional during that time. So yeah, it gets a little crazy down that, but that's why I do it, and that's part of the charm of state wrestling, the intensity that comes with every match.